Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our 34th devotional in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. What is the most vital, misunderstood, and undervalued virtue? Most vital, misunderstood, and undervalued virtue. Here's Romans 12, 3. For by the grace of God given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. That's Romans 12:3. In all humility, I think I can honestly say that I am not a very humble person. I'm always wondering what other people think of me, whether they like me or not. I'm too easily irritated when I don't get my way or something gets in the way of my accomplishing some goal. I tend to see everything that needs to get done or fixed as my responsibility, and everything that goes wrong is my fault. Now, you might call these things insecurity or control issues or false guilt, but I know that at the heart of these issues is excessive pride and a lack of humility. I just spent the whole first paragraph of a devotional about humility talking about myself. Few things are more misunderstood or undervalued than humility. When most people think of humility, they probably picture Eeyore, the gloomy pessimist, or perhaps they think of someone who is always beating themselves up for their shortcomings. Yet these things are often rooted in pride, because I think that the world is out to get me, or I think that I am better than I should be, or I should be better than I am, right? So it really is all about me. Tim Keller has gotten much nearer to the definition of humility with the title of his book, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. That's something many people think C.S. Lewis said, but he actually didn't. Here's what he actually said, which is very helpful and insightful. Do not imagine that if you meet a really humble man, he will be what most people call humble nowadays. He will not be a sort of greasy, smarmy person who is always telling you that, of course, he is nobody. Perhaps all you will think about him is that he seemed a cheerful, intelligent chap who took a real interest in what you said to him. If you do dislike him, it will be because you feel a little envious of anyone who seems to enjoy life so easily. He will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking about himself at all. If anyone would like to acquire humility, I can, I think, tell him the first step. The first step is to realize that one is proud, and a biggish step too. At least nothing whatever can be done before it. If you think you are not conceited, it means you are very conceited indeed. That comes from Mere Christianity. So why is humility so valuable? Because it frees us to truly love others and to enjoy the life God has given us. Humility is key to unlocking love and joy. It also bears fruit in all of our relationships. Within the body of Christ, humility is a vital virtue for the right exercise of spiritual gifts. Instead of wondering whether someone else's gift is better or worse than mine, or trying hard to get people to recognize me for my gift, humility frees me to simply use my gift to serve others. When everyone in the body of Christ uses his or her giftedness to serve others, the church grows and thrives to the glory of God. Humility is much misunderstood, almost always undervalued, and yet vital to living the life God has given with gratitude, joy, and love. How do we get humility? Not by wanting to be more humble or by beating ourselves up for our lack of it, but by focusing more on Jesus, fixing our eyes on him and seeing his greatness in our lives and the lives of others is the way the Holy Spirit cultivates humility in us.